News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
President Donald Trump has announced plans to supply advanced weaponry to Ukraine through NATO and has warned of very severe sanctions against Russia should it fail to reach a peace agreement within 50 days. We're joined by Ian Bond, former British diplomat in Moscow and now the Deputy Director of the Centre for European Reform. Ian, on the face of it, this is a pretty dramatic about face from Donald Trump. What do you make of it? Is it genuine?
Well, it's genuine today. Whether it will be genuine in a few days' time is another matter entirely. We've seen in the past that Trump has the ability to change his mind repeatedly on a variety of different subjects, and I think this is no exception. And I would say that the economic measures sound dramatic, but actually they're not very dramatic, because what Trump is doing is not targeting Russia directly with tough sanctions. He's threatening that in 50 days' time he will impose tariffs on countries that continue to trade with Russia, particularly in oil products.
We're talking mainly India and China, I think. Is that right?
We're talking mainly India and China. So, you know, what he's saying to Putin is, if you don't stop bombing Ukraine, I'm going to punch your friends in India and China. I'm not sure how much of a threat that is to Putin.
Does it, I'm sorry, just to play devil's advocate, does it affect Russia economically, though, if India and China were to act off the back of this?
Well, it would if indeed India and China did act on the back of this. But I think if I were in New Delhi or Beijing, I would be looking at Trump's history over the last few months of saying tariffs are going to be 100%, they're going to be 300%, they're going to be 20%, they're going to be 30%, they're going to be 10%, they're going to be 50%. You know, you get the picture.
I do.
The fact that Trump says it's going to be 100% doesn't mean it's going to be 100%.
Okay, so these...
I just add one thing, which
is... Yeah, please do.
That what Trump does seem to have done is to have short-circuited some draft legislation that was in the US Congress, which would have imposed much higher tariffs on trading partners of Russia, and would not have given the president the option of saying, well, actually, I'm going to do something different. So he's actually given himself more wiggle room to play these sorts of games with tariff rates.
So are you saying that Vladimir Putin mightn't be too put out by Donald Trump's latest development or latest comments? It actually might be to his favour?
Well, I wouldn't say it's to his favour, but I think you can...
Relative to what might have happened.
Exactly, relative to what might have happened. I mean, I think you can guess how the Russians are feeling from the fact that the Moscow Stock Exchange went up 3% after Trump's announcement. In other words, the stock exchange in Moscow was expecting something much worse. What they got was something that encouraged them to feel more optimistic.
Okay, and finally, the issue of weaponry, is that significant, supplying more advanced weaponry to Ukraine?
Yeah, I mean, it is significant. He's chosen a complicated way of doing it, which is that, you know, basically NATO member states will buy US weaponry and will be able to transfer weaponry that they already have to Ukraine. Rather than what was happening under Biden, which was direct supplies from US stockpiles or US production to Ukrainian forces. The latter would have been much quicker and simpler, but Trump is very keen to make sure that Europeans pay, the US doesn't pay. And so we've got this sort of two-step process, which will probably take a bit longer. But yeah, I mean, it's very welcome that he's planning to supply more air defences to Ukraine. And the question is now also, will he supply longer-range missiles to enable the Ukrainians to strike Russian forces inside Russia?
Okay, we'll leave it there. Ian Bond, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast, a former British diplomat in Moscow, now the Deputy Director of the Centre for European Reform. Ian Bond, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.